Right now, it is time to be joined by Thorin Christensdottir, of course, from Main Street Magazine. Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. You can find at Main Street Magazine, besides being here once a week, of course, throughout our tri-state region at the various pickup locations, and also on the web, mainstreetmag.com. And we'll welcome in Thorin right now. Good morning, Thorin. How are you this morning?
Great. How about you?
Not too bad. It came through a little snow in Salisbury, actually. It got a little dusting to coverage.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, and I just saw one of the town of Sharon trucks going out. It's just a little. We'll get a few of these flurries now and then, but no major snow right now. It looks like at least through the end of the week into next week. So, and it looks like once again it'll rain on Saturday and a little bit on Sunday, but we won't worry about that right now.
Give it the week, right?
Yeah. We'll have a good week, and that's good. The story that I'll start off with that you've got in Main Street Magazine, because I graduated Housatonic Valley Regional High School in 1971. When I was in school, the Christmas tree sales were well underway by the FFA. Back then, there was a little shack up on Route 7, and that's where they sold them out of. It was a much smaller program now, and now it's a huge program where not only is it trees, but it's everything else. But you've got a really nice story about the tradition that continues year after year from Housatonic FFA students with their great shop.
Yeah, so it's called Community Traditions Continue Despite COVID-19, and we actually had Sarah Jack Audra Leach and David Moran write the piece on it, who obviously work with the kids at the school. But I thought, besides obviously that there's, selling these items, for us for the holidays, but they're learning valuable lessons, how to deal with customers, how to, basically run a business in many ways and how to present themselves and their product. But it's also when you're purchasing something or you go there, albeit a little different this year, you're connecting with 70 years of Housatonic students.
The Housatonic FFA really is one of the premier FFA programs in the country. Years ago, they were so far ahead of the grade. Agriculture was not just farming. It was they were developing agribusiness, and this is exactly what this program does. The students totally run the store from managing it to getting the inventory in, to getting the inventory on display, to arranging the wreaths, to doing everything, to balancing the books. And it is a totally student-run organization, and it leads them more into the direction of agribusiness and also farming. But agribusiness is such a bigger part now of agriculture that the program is great. Now, who's that in the background?
My daughter's waking up here.
Well, she's right along with the rest of us just starting to wake up.
Exactly.
But it's just a great program. And you've got a real great article with a lot of great pictures and a lot of explanation about the store. And we'll stay with the thought about the holiday tradition. An American Christmas finds its roots in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, so Griffin brought us a little bit of history of the American Christmas and some of the traditions here, with Ichabod Crane or Irving, Washington Irving. And, there's a lot of history here, not just, regular history, but seasonal history and, holiday history as well. And so we thought we'd share a little bit of, in addition to what's happening, today, what happened yesterday and the day before that.
Another story that I look here, I've got a friend, Joel Bloomer, who climbs Mount Riga just about every week, at least once a week. I think he's got like 256 days in a row that he's climbed it and down. But we live here, of course, in the area of many different trails. The Appalachian Trail is the most famous. And you've got a story, The Trail Less Traveled. And it reminds me of a movie that I saw that was based on a book. The movie was not rated very well. I forget what it was called, Big Adventure or something like that, where two guys go out and they decide they want to hike the Appalachian Trail. But it's a great book as well. But really, this is a major thing for our area. And when I say our area, I mean New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts. I mean the Appalachian Trail, and people who hike and love to hike to the top of the peaks we have around here is staggering, the number of people that come here to do this.
Yes, Ian, well, we were just speaking of Housatonic, but Ian is also the principal of Housie. In addition to, you know, us having the privilege of him sharing, most of the time, some sort of outdoorsy adventures that he has, but he's an avid outdoorsman, hiker, biker. And so his perspective on it was, you know, not just, you know, hiking around here and being a prepared hiker, but how it certainly changed due to COVID, that there are a lot more people who are trying to reach those peaks around here, and some of the what we thought were some of the hidden trails are not so much anymore.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And people come here for day trips, and I think when you add the hiking trails that we have around here, and the opportunities to hike to different peaks of different mountains, you've got the Sharon Audubon Center, which has a numerous number of trails, but you also have the bike path in the summertime, in the spring, and in the fall. It's amazing. It's amazing how those that recreation, how many people it brings into our area that spend money.
It's a lot. I mean, just this summer, I remember driving past a few state parks on the New York side, and it was just awe. You know, your jaw dropped, and then they would have the big, you know, road signs that were like, oh, this way, this entrance for Bashbish, or, you know, no more entry, but, you know, parking lot closed. And it was kind of shocking for us who have grown up around here and are used to it. And you know, like, hey, these are our hidden holes.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily like everyone coming. But, you know, it's good for local economy to a certain extent. But, you know, too many people isn't good either.
No.
COVID.
And we had that last summer everywhere, from the rivers to the trails. I mean, it was like unbelievable the amount of people that came to our area. Another story, and I'll tie this in with our good friends at the Sharon Playhouse, just have done an amazing job all throughout the year, and they're still running some special programs that you can see virtually. But it was nice to see that the Center for Performing Arts in Rhinebeck is in the holiday spirit, A Christmas Carol.
Yes, I was pleasantly surprised when Regina told me that they were still doing it. But, you know, of course, a little differently. But, you know, just like the Sharon Playhouse pivoted during this time and figured out a way to, at least in some capacity, keep, you know, going, so did the center. And it's a little story about that and focusing on how they're producing A Christmas Carol this year.
It's amazing that they go forth and do things like this. And you think about all of our in New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, our nonprofit theater companies, and the way they've had to struggle to survive, to maintain, to pay their bills, and the things they do. We even go to the Ankrum Opera House, as they have been doing a lot of different virtual things for people to join in as well. Pretty amazing. But the sad story is the next story, and the reason it's a sad story is because you've got a great picture, and that the Winter Walk that happens in Hudson every year, and your picture describes it perfectly, what the Winter Walk is like. It is just thousands of people come to Hudson, and they've had to cut back a lot of those activities this year, but it is going on in one form or another.
So yes, Winter Walk, it is thousands of people. The whole Warren Street is filled, and there are things going on all over the place. And, you know, some of us who have gone a few times, and, you know, as we get older, sometimes it's like, oh, I don't even want to deal with the traffic or the people. But, you know, when you're there, it's pretty amazing. But this year, obviously, they couldn't do that. So they have also, you know, here's the word of the year, pivoted, and have tried to do, you know, instead of having it be one night, it is basically the duration of December. And they've tried to spread it out a bit. And in an effort to, you know, keep it as safe as can be, but still have some sort of festivity and have some sort of celebration.
You know, that's an interesting word you just used, pivoted, because I was just sitting here thinking about everybody that, and all the organizations, profit, nonprofit, restaurants, merchandise, retailers, everybody has pivoted. And like we here at the radio station, when you use the word pivoted, we've pivoted the way we report news, cover events, help organizations, and you also have pivoted as a magazine that represents what's going on and what people can explore, people that not only live here but people that come here. Pivot is that probably should be the word of the year along with COVID-19, if someone comes up with a word for the year.
I feel the same way. I feel it's a word that is it's getting a little overused. We're getting a little sick and tired of it, along with social distancing and a couple other COVID-related words. But I think at least, you know, the pivot is the kind of an optimistic one in the mixture of ones that we have for this year. It's, you know, perseverance in my book.
All right. And are you already preparing the January issue?
We're already planning next year. We're planning the whole first quarter right now, and we're working on the January issue as I speak. And our January issue is going to have a theme, and it is, you know, of course, adios to 2020, but it is also the entire issue is featuring on wellness, you know, mind, body, spirit, and everything that kind of deals with that. So all of our stories are going to range, you know, in some form of wellness, whether it be mental health or, you know, the effects of being outdoors or exercise. And so, you know, we always like to brush with a broad stroke. And so we're trying to do an all-encompassing wellness issue. And what we're speaking of pivoting, and we are going all month on our website doing stories there to accompany the print issue. And that way we're also trying to tie into some of the local wellness experts in the region and having, you know, sharing their expertise. Because in print, we can only obviously have so many pages. So that's the great thing about our website. So every week we'll have stuff there too.
All right. That's Main Street Magazine, of course, locations throughout our tri-state region, and on the web, mainstreetmag.com. Thorne, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds great. Have a great week.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That is Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio, and once again, mainstreetmag.com on the web.